on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? What an eventful last week it's been in news regarding our conference, the University of South Dakota, all of it. It's been kind of wild, but hey, we're just taking it all in stride, and we'll just keep plucking through and see where everything lands and everything leads us as we continue to move forward. Obviously, some of the big news is Travis Johansson left the football coaching staff. Matt Vitstham has been named the next head football coach at the University of South Dakota, 32nd head coach in program history, has spent the last couple of years on staff at USD, and look forward to seeing what his leadership can bring to Coyote football over the next several years. So we look forward to that as they continue to try to build on the success that this program has had over the past few years and whatnot. So hopefully we keep that trajectory going. Matt Vitstham, the next head football coach at South Dakota. Other big news, obviously, is North Dakota State leaving the Football League to go to the Mountain West Conference. So football-only move for North Dakota State. We'll see what kind of dominoes that eventually has and how things continue to change. But conference realignment always in the thoughts and discussions for people and sports everywhere. So we'll see what continues to happen with all of that. Season tickets are available now. Renewal, first-time purchases for volleyball and football. For information on that, go to goyotes.com. You can get all of that ticket information, again, at goyotes.com. Come get your season tickets and join in the fun of Coyote football and volleyball. Well, the basketball seasons are going through the final month of the regular season. Hard to believe, but just in a few short weeks, we'll be in the Denny's Hanford Premier Center for the Summit League basketball tournament. So we look forward to all of that. Coyote women's basketball has been playing really well. They're towards the top of the standings. And the men's team, they have a winning record in league play. And obviously, they're hanging in there right in the middle of the pack for the conference. Right now, there's scenarios where they could finish anywhere from like 3 to maybe 7, probably, I don't know, maybe could drop a little bit more than that, but right now, like 3 to 7, kind of the target area for Coyote men's basketball. So we'll see if the Yotes can keep playing well. One game, obviously, this week, no game on the weekend for either men's or women's basketball. This week, I had a chance to catch up with a couple of men's basketball players, Vince Bouzelis and Cameron Fenz. Vince is coming off of that injury. He's been back for a few games now, but obviously, he has continued to play at a very high level in his first season at the University of South Dakota. I had a chance to catch up with Vince Bouzelis.
Vince, as you go through the freshman season in college, what has the experience been like for you adapting from, high school basketball into college and the adjustments that you have to make?
The physicality, definitely, and the pace of the game. When I got into practice, the first couple weeks, I was like, dang, like this is a lot faster than high school, so I had to adjust to that. And just like the IQ of every player, like in high school it was just kind of like you can do whatever you want, but now it's you have to think quicker, and every decision has to be a split second decision.
So much in college basketball ends up being bit more business-like maybe than it was in high school. A lot of prep goes into this stuff, film watching. How much of that did you have to learn, understand, and appreciate maybe more than you ever have before?
Honestly, it wasn't that big of a difference because I was at Sunrise Christian my sophomore year, and we prepped like crazy. We had paper scouts. We did film. So I was already used to that. And then in high school, we also did the same thing. So I was already prepared when I got here. We do a little differently here, but I'm used to it already.
You unfortunately missed some games with injury. You came back and it feels like you rested up and you were just itching to go. How challenging was that month or so that you missed? Because everybody who knows you want to be on the floor every second you possibly can. What did you try to do during that time to keep yourself ready?
A lot of strength and a lot of conditioning, staying in shape. We did the air bike with Brian, our strength guy, and then I did the underwater treadmill, So obviously I wanted to be on the court, but I feel like the little break gave me my energy came back, and obviously like I'm playing better now than I was before I got injured. So I feel like that break was a little good for me.
It felt like right before that injury, you were adapting and figuring out a role, and then you get that break, and people wonder, what's it going to look like, you know, coming out of the injury? Your first game back, you get 9 rebounds, and since then, I think you've got at least 5 rebounds in 3 of the last 4 games. Has rebounding always been a top priority for you, or is that kind of just the role that you fit into?
It's definitely the role that I fit into, but rebounding has also been, like, a really big part of my game because – if you're 6'3", can get 5, 6, even 9 rebounds a game, then everyone's gonna love you because, well, not a lot of guards do that. So,
you know, when it comes to scoring, and you know, at this level, sometimes you got to make that decision to shoot in a fraction of a second. It feels like you get the ball, and if you hesitate for a moment, a defender is going to be there. How do you go through that process with trying to decide to take a shot or maybe give it off to a teammate?
I'm usually a pass first guy, so I'm always looking for my teammates first. But if it's open, I'll shoot the shot. And yeah, like you said, if you hesitate for a second, then that shot's not there anymore.
Has it always been a pass first mentality for you, or how did that develop?
In high school, I feel like I was a scorer first because like our team was great, but I had a score for us to win. So, but then when I got into college, I realized that I still need to develop on my scoring, so I'm gonna do what I do best and then pass. In high school, I still used to pass, get like 7 assists a game, so that translated to college.
Before you came to South Dakota, you're obviously a basketball player. Has it always been basketball for you, or was there ever any other point that you kind of explored other sports?
No, my parents put us in a lot of sports, and they knew their kids were going to turn into athletes, so they put us in soccer, tennis. I used to be a lacrosse player. Me and my sister used to play lacrosse. I did swimming. Me and my brother, actually all 3 of us did swimming, my brother and my sister. But no, my parents put us in like a bunch of sports, so that it was just good like to just explore like other sports and just see like what you would like. They didn't force basketball on me, so yeah.
When did you realize that basketball could be the sport that takes you, you know, into college and hopefully beyond?
Last year, actually, I didn't love basketball until my senior season, until my junior year going into my senior year that summer. That's when I realized I could be good. Cause my junior year in high school, I averaged like 11 points. I used to be like, I'm not going anywhere with 11 points in high school. But then my coach started developing me, and then I realized I could be a really good player.
What was the moment that clicked for you that just said, man, if I take this to the next level, I mean, you have a chance to be really good?
I don't think I had a moment, but I got my license my junior year going to my senior year that summer. I got my license, and my parents used to drive me to my practices. Then they couldn't drive me to every practice, so I missed a couple. But then once I got my license, I used to drive to every practice after school, in the mornings. So, and I really started to love the work. So that's when I didn't have a moment, but that summer, that's when I like started to love it.
What did you like about South Dakota and the opportunity to, you know, start your college basketball journey here?
Yeah, I mean, the coaches did a great job recruiting me. They're very smart coaches. Very great people. That's what's most important. The facility, I went on a visit here. The facilities were amazing. I love the weight room, the dorms, and then also my three roommates that I have. They texted me after I committed, and I knew I was gonna love it here.
You look at this team, and obviously there are some returners and some guys that knew their spot, but there's a lot of this team when you first got here that was going to be young and either new as far as transfers or a young freshman. How did you see yourself fitting in and knowing that you had to kind of earn a spot and earn the respect?
Yeah, my coach also asked me that before the season started. He was like, how do you think you're going to fit in? And I was like, I'm going to always earn my minutes no matter where I'm at. So I think on the defensive side, that's where I really I think that's really where I like earn my time on the court. I take pride in defense, and that's what I love.
You go through this season, first year in the Summit League. How would you describe the league that we play in? I know that you missed a few games, but you've been right there courtside seeing everything. How would you describe the league and the experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's always physical in the Summit League, and you see different offense, you see different defense day in, like night and day. So I think it's good to see variety, and the Summit League is just, it's unique. It's like how I said, everything's different. So
how much has, you know, obviously we talked about your injury and coming back from that. How much motivation is there with you and seeing how this team has just fought through all the challenges that this team's had, adversity like crazy? But how much does that allow extra motivation for you going forward?
Yeah, a player that got injured this year was Porter. And he tore his ACL, and he never complained. He got right back in the gym, started doing, like, he got surgery, and then he started doing, like, strength workouts for his knee. So I think that honestly really motivated me. He never complained. Like, when I got injured, I was like, I used to talk to Michael, our trainer. I used to be like, I'm good. Like, I can play. Like, I just complained, like, every day for like a week straight, and he got super mad. So, and then Porter was like, I walked in the training room, he's doing bike, he's doing like single leg hops, and I'm like, dang, like I have to start taking care of myself and not just complaining. So, and then we have a couple other injured guys. Jesse, he's back this week, and he was also working really hard. Honestly, we're all trying to get back on the court and just do whatever we can.
You look at your game right now. What's an area that you want to keep working on so you can continue to be an impact player?
My confidence. I pass up a couple open shots that I should shoot, and my shooting can definitely develop, and my defense also. Like I said, I take pride in my defense, but I think that can take a step up.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing the continued growth. Vince, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Vince Buzelis. He is a freshman basketball player for the Coyotes, and obviously you're well aware his brother, Modest, plays for the Chicago Bulls, and so great basketball bloodlines for the Buzelis family, no doubt about it, and we hope to continue to see Vince grow at the University of South Dakota. One player that's grown over the last couple of years at USD, Cameron Fenz. He missed a chunk of last year with that injury that he dealt with the foot, but he is back this year, and you can tell he's enjoying every minute of his senior season. Got up with Cam to talk about his two seasons at South Dakota.
Cam, you're working through the final season at USD in college basketball. I know it's been, you know, kind of a season of ups and downs, but a lot of excitement here lately. How would you describe what has been, you know, this last year?
I mean, yeah, going through a lot of adversity with the team and stuff, and just fighting through. This is my first, like, full usage season. My first two that I played, there were games I wouldn't play or limited minutes, and last year cut short with the injury. So definitely new to me, but I'm really enjoying it. It's been a blast.
How much are you appreciating this year after last year? I mean, you dealt with that injury, and I know you wanted to be out there. It was just a long process of rehab, and you get to this point in the season. How much do you try to, like, take in this final month of the regular season?
I mean, it's everything. I'm focusing on what game's next and getting through them and all, but I'm enjoying every moment of it. It's awesome to be out there on the floor, to be able to put in the work that I put in, see it show on the floor and everything. So it's been an absolute blast, and I definitely don't take it for granted.
You, as we talk about injuries, obviously the start of the conference season, your team was dealing with a lot of injuries, and I know it wasn't a good feeling, like, mentally for a lot of players, and then all of a sudden it got some guys added, got some guys back, and the morale has just boosted. What has allowed this team to just continue to, you know, that upward climb and trajectory and being in all of these games?
I mean, I feel like the injuries definitely halted us for a second, and definitely put our guys through a lot of mental obstacles and things like that. But once we realized we got to work with what we got, I feel like the guys kind of banded together, started to find what was working, and just play off that and find where our roles are and what we need to do to win.
you go through some of these games, and I mean, you're obviously one of the biggest guys on the floor most nights, so you're getting rebounds and doing everything. You know, there's a lot of games you're going through a lot of contact. I know it's frustrating because it doesn't always get called, and some of that, and you know, on Saturday, a lot of contact, you get called for a travel. How do you try to push that stuff aside and move on to the next play?
I mean, it happens. It's a physical game down there, and there's going to be calls that go my way. There's going to be calls that don't. So just got to move on to the next play and realize that whatever happened, you can't do anything about it. So just make up for the next play and keep going.
A couple years ago when you decided to move on from your previous stop and you were looking for a place, why South Dakota? Why did this feel like a good fit for you?
They had recruited me with a different coaching staff out of high school, so they're already on my radar from before then. I came up here for a camp and all, but then when I hit the portal and came up for a visit, I absolutely loved Coach Peterson. He put a lot of faith into me, and so I knew that it'd be a comfortable place to call home, and then the campus, the facilities, everything just felt right, and I really enjoyed it.
One of the benefits, of course, is that you're not that far from where you grew up. Your family gets to go to a lot of games. They're at almost every one of them. What's that mean to you when you're able to see them, you know, almost every single game?
It means everything. Having a support group like that with my family coming to all these games, home and away, it's awesome. Before the game, after I finish my routine and skill work before the game and I get my stretching done, I always go over to them, give them a hug, talk to them a little bit before the game. So it's definitely a big piece of keeping me in the right mental headspace and things like that, and it's awesome.
I know it probably means a lot to both of them, but it definitely means a lot to your mom when you go over and give her that pregame hug and just embrace there for a moment. Has that always been a thing for you, or how did that kind of develop?
I mean, I'd always see him at the games throughout my college career, and I'd always kind of talk to him every once in a while and things like that. But this year especially, they sit in the same spot every time, and even in away games, they're sitting right behind the bench or somewhere that's just right there. So I always just make an effort and go over, and it's become kind of a tradition to always go over, talk with them, get a little pregame speech from my dad, and then get to talk to my mom a little bit.
Dad's got to give you that pump up pregame speech, no doubt about it. What's been the biggest thing that you tried to work on individually as you've developed here and continued to work into being one of the best big men in the Summit League?
I mean, since last year, I think the biggest thing is my conditioning after the injury. I gained some weight and everything over the injury, not being able to condition as much. So that was a big goal of mine this year, to be able to stay in the games and get solid minutes and everything and help our team. But other than that, I'd say the big thing is just focusing. I need to be as physical as possible and get rebounds. Being, like you said, one of the biggest guys on the court normally, it's a big aspect for us to get those extra possessions and everything. So I fight for every rebound, and then just being reliable in the post and being a bucket when we need it.
One of the things with conditioning is lately, sometimes out of necessity, you've been asked to play over 30 minutes in games. I don't know if you've done that a lot in your career, but I know sometimes you really got to grind for those final few minutes.
Yeah, this is the first year I've been playing over 30 minutes, especially on multiple occasions, so it definitely takes a lot out of me. I'll yell at coach on the court and say, hey, I need a breather quick, and maybe sit out for just a minute or so, but as soon as I'm ready, I give him the thumbs up, say I'm good, coach, and he puts me back in, has that faith. But yeah, it definitely takes a lot out of me, but I feel like it's progressively gotten easier as the year's gone along, shedding a little bit of weight, getting in better shape, things like that. So, yeah, it's tough physically, but we're fighting through it.
You know, as you talk about trying to fight through those minutes and getting a breather, there's a lot of things that have impressed me this year about this group and this team. But one of them certainly is Jake Brack trying to play through his injury, and he fights. He wants as many minutes as he can, and it's not always comfortable. Does that give you extra motivation seeing him out there just fighting through that injury? Because there's times you could tell he's not very comfortable, but he's giving you a break.
Yeah, no, 100%. That kid's a dog. He's on the court. Even in practices, coach sometimes has to pull him aside and say, Jay, we don't need you to make those plays in practice. We need those in games. But he just fights, and he's fought through a lot of injuries and things, but even uncomfortable and dealing with one right now, he's still out there fighting. See him in the training room, ask him how he's feeling. It's a iffy or so-so, but he still comes onto the court every day at practice, willing to work and put in that effort. So it's definitely motivating to see that. And like you said, it's also nice to have that extra big that we can utilize, that we can get me the breaks I need, and he can go out there and be reliable and know that he's going to fight for a rebound. He's going to fight on defense and put his body on the line.
Teams are learning that they need to pay attention to where you're at on the floor. So you're getting a lot more double teams and triple teams, and sometimes that can be frustrating. How have you tried to fight through that and learn how to compete against some of those extra defensive coverages?
Yeah, I mean, I got really used to it in high school, but there's a difference in the competition level from high school to college. Definitely smaller defenders, and then it kind of went away when I first got into college, and now that's coming back. The biggest thing I try to focus on during the game is slowing myself down and not getting sped up. There's times where I get caught in it and I get rushed and make a bad pass, bad play out of it, things like that. But just coaches talking to me and helping me out, and just knowing the biggest thing is just staying calm, breathe slow, think it through, and then make the right play.
You might have more dunks this year than we've had collectively over the last 5 years at USD. What's more fun for you, the one where you get kind of the rebound or the pass and you muscle in and go up for that strong dunk, or the alley-oop when it's the perfect pass?
That's a tough one. I feel like it kind of depends on scenario, because some of the muscle-up dunks where it's fighting through somebody and going through the contact, it definitely gets me going, and it's a lot of fun. But the alley-oops, if it's the right lob and it's even through somebody or over somebody, that's also a lot of fun. But I might have to give the edge to powering through somebody.
How much of it, when you get that big dunk, I mean, obviously it fires you up, it fires your team up, but you could also hear how much it fires the crowd up. How much do you notice that in the moment versus maybe later when you see it back?
I feel like in the moment, I'm really amped up, and it gives me a lot of adrenaline and energy, and I can feed off the crowd when I hear them get rowdy and everything. So I feel like the energy I feel more in the moment, but when I look back at a dunk, if I see it on film or anything like that, I feel like sometimes I impress myself a little bit and am a little like, hey, that was a little better than I thought it was in game.
Season's winding down here in the regular season, and then of course there's the Summit League tournament, which everybody's goal is to do the best you can there and play as many games as you possibly can. What gives you the confidence in this group as one of the leaders on this team as you guys fight through the season that it can, you know, go on a special run?
I mean, yeah, I feel like right now we're hitting our stride, which is the perfect time. You want to be your best late in the season. And I think one of the things that gives us a lot of confidence is we've competed with some of the best teams in the conference. And while we might have lost to NDSU, we took them into overtime and had plenty of chances to win that game. So we got to learn from our mistakes and things like that. But it definitely gives us that confidence that we can take down anybody.
I know you're focused on the rest of the season, but what's next? More basketball in your future? What have you thought much about? What's next?
I definitely believe there's going to be more basketball in my future. We'll just see where at and what I end up doing. So it's kind of playing it by ear currently, but I think I'm going to continue basketball.
All right. We're looking forward to it, Cam. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
That is Cameron Fentz. He, of course, is a senior on the Coyote basketball team, and we look forward to seeing how the season continues for him and the last stretch of basketball for Cameron Fentz. All right, before we wrap things up, let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote athletics. It's continued to get busier and busier and busier. Thursday night, the women's basketball team is at home as they take on the Kansas City Ruse. Looking ahead to Friday, track and field will have split squads. Some athletes at the SDSU Classic in Brookings, others at the Tyson Invitational in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Softball back in action on Friday. They will compete in Phoenix at the GCU Invitational. They'll take on Northern Colorado and Sac State on Friday, and then softball continues on Saturday where they meet Sac State for a second time, and then the host Grand Canyon on Saturday afternoon as well. Track and field will continue in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Brookings as well on Saturday. Women's tennis is scheduled to take on New Mexico on Saturday. That'll be played in Moscow, Idaho, because the tennis team will then play the host Idaho Vandals on Sunday before they make their way back home. And softball wraps up its play in Phoenix against Sac State on Sunday morning at the GCU Invitational. Men's golf season set to get underway on Sunday. They will compete at the Loyola Intercollegiate in Goodyear, Arizona. So that will get their spring season underway. That's scheduled for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at the Loyola Intercollegiate. collegiate. And then, believe it or not, next week, the Summit League Swim and Dive Championships already at us. Next Wednesday and Thursday in Iowa City, the Summit League Swim and Dive Championships. And then, of course, next week, men's basketball on the road to Denver on Thursday. Women's basketball will be home Thursday against the Omaha Mavericks. So lots of things to keep track of in Coyote Athletics. To stay tuned to all of it and keep updated with everything, go to goyotes.com. That's it for me this week. I'm John Thayer. Have yourself a tremendous weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to YoteCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.